Welcome back to another episode of Moms and Martinis, where we create a safe space to have tough conversations. And today we are going to be talking about something that tends to be a little bit tough for most, if not all. And we're going to talk about goal setting. So as you all know, I've put a lot of my business out there, okay? But one of the things that has really kept me on track and focus and allowed me to achieve a lot of these things is I'm very much so goal oriented. My career and love and passion for what it is that I do has been my saving grace, as well as my passion to community, diversity and inclusion, and then helping others. So being an advocate, a voice for the voiceless, all of those things, it motivates me to continue to fight the good old fight. Isn't that what the people say? I have someone that has been an inspiration to me. I don't know if she knows this or not. I met today's guest, 13 years ago. And a lot of the journey from the blog that I recently posted, from the episodes that I've gone through, or that you all have heard, all the things I've gone through, I've endured these things while I knew her. And I don't think people knew. But to see women who look like me, guys, I'm trying to get my thoughts together today. To see women who look like me and give me inspiration is something very important. And y'all know I'm a preacher's kid. And they also say you would know my people by the fruit they bear. And I didn't know this until later on. But then when I found out that this was a woman of God, I said, oh, all of this makes very good sense. But over the last 12, 13 years, this is someone that I've worked with professionally. Also someone that all the things I've talked about, whether it's my history with abuse, I found out that this lady here, this woman, it does the same type of advocacy work on the outside. My love for community and giving back to underserved. She does that. And then as I began to know her and talk to her more, just her drive, her ambition, her inspiration, the way that she's admired and adored by many. And this is just how people admire her and adorn her with praises, even when she's not present. And that's when you know when you're good. I have never in all of my years heard anyone speak negatively about her. And you just don't find that a lot. So I wanted to bring her on the platform because she has helped me to set and accomplish a lot of career goals that has helped me to get out of situations of abuse and situations of depression because I was able to goal set and aspire to do other things and direct a lot of attention and energies into new spaces, which I'm so grateful for. So welcome to the kitchen table this week, Coach Lisa, and we're going to talk about minding the business that pays you. And Coach Lisa is going to teach us how just to do that. So welcome to Moms and Martinis.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you, Kara. And thank you for all the sweet things you just said. And you also, I've told you this time and time again, are very much an inspiration too. I'm like, gosh, Shakira is doing it. So I'm so happy to be here. And thank you again for inviting me.
Absolutely. I always say that sometimes I tell people about everything I have to do, right? And I'm just juggling all of these things. And they was like, how do you do it? I'm like, Jesus, coffee and wine. So I think I'm like, my cup runneth over. Then I meet you and you be like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. I'm like, how? So when people tell me like I'm busy, I'm like, oh no. I know women that run circles. Like, I just don't get it. So of course, any advice and things and to find out with the work that you're doing to help others really achieve all their goals and success as a personal development coach. I think that's something that our listeners at Moms and Martinis can really benefit from. So I was like, let me get it with Coach Lisa on here.
Okay. And
Lisa is going to help us fix our lives, you know?
As much as I can. I'm not going to be as good as Ayanla, but I'm going to put it out there.
I don't know. Ayanla had you digging holes, speaking into the ground, into the dirt. So.
She definitely does. It's another kind of madness.
Put your mouth right over that hole. Put your mouth there and speak it in there. Let it all go. Come on, speak it in the hole. Speak it in the hole.
I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. Lean not on your own understanding.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to dig a hole and speak it to the ground, but we do have some other things where we can speak life into each other, and that's what Coach Lisa is going to talk to us about, and some tangible options to help you goal set and really write out the vision, because that's what it says. Oh, look at the preacher kid came out. Okay. Write out the vision.
From PK.
Make it play. Oh, write it out. All right. So, again, today is just all about goal setting, that goal, whether it's personal or professional. I'm not sure if people really know on this platform, but if you know me in real life, I'm very much so, I'm a career girl. Like, I love my career. I love what it is that I do. I'm passionate about my job. I say that I get paid to do what it is that I love. It's just, I have a great sense of pride that come along with it. And then that pride kind of spills over into other aspects of my life. And because of that, it has given me so many platforms that I could never have imagined. Mm-hmm. And but in getting into all of these new spaces, I can always use a little bit of fine tuning. So I often look to coaches to help me to get through those spaces, because no one in my family has ever had this level of career success that I have. So mm-hmm. I don't have a sounding board or anyone to talk to about the spaces and rooms that I'm in, because they don't know. You know, so mm-hmm. I often look to coaches such as yourself to really help me navigate these spaces. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa is a personal development coach. So if you can just let everyone know, what is a personal development coach?
Absolutely. So I describe a personal development coach as someone who can help you develop personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. Whatever you got going on, I'm somebody who can help you maneuver through those paths. And a lot of times people don't even recognize that they need someone. So I'm glad that you made that comment. It's almost like individuals, you know, we say all the time, everybody needs therapy. I think everyone needs a coach. I have a coach. Oprah has like three coaches. If Oprah needs a coach, then I think anybody could benefit from a coach.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I do believe in having that panel of coaches throughout my life. So I do have someone that I look at for spirituality. And then I have someone that just my overall life. And then within the workplace, I have some within my field, someone within the company, and then someone within the industry. Absolutely. So that I can have, you know, all of these different perspectives. Yeah. When setting goals and achieving goals. So you have a book, okay? I also tell people, and I've shared it before, I love journals. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with journals. I have so many. I always tell people, you know, when I die, bury my journals with me, because...
All the secrets are in those journals, huh?
Everything in these journals. So just go ahead and put them in the casket with me. So I do have a lot of journals, and you have a journal. And in your journal, you talk about how you can reach your dreams and your goals. One of the things I appreciate, though, you have what's called the 3D formula that you use to help achieve your goals. So what is the 3D formula?
Absolutely. So the 3D formula, when I thought about this formula, I was actually thinking about not just the 3Ds, but being 3D, right? There's a little sentence in my journal that talks about reaching out and touching your goals. And so when I thought about that, I was like, oh, that's sort of 3D. You know, when you go to a 3D movie and you kind of feel like you can reach out and touch it. So the 3D formula is dreams plus discipline plus drive equals destiny. And I came up with that formula because, and I share this very often, one of the things that I like to do is vision boards. I love to do a vision board. But the other thing that I figured out about my vision board was that I needed to have a plan aligned with the vision to make it become my reality. I believe that everyone has a vision for their lives. And I think sometimes what happens is we have this vision that we may feel like is unrealistic. So we kind of put doubt in ourselves and we push it to the side, and we really don't have to do that. You can go ahead and create that vision for yourself. You're going to have to do some work, but you can still do it. So when I created the journal, I wanted to create something for other people where they could see that I actually can accomplish my goals. So what we start with in the journal is the dreams. So we have a dream page in there, and that's really like where you can put all your pictures, where your vision is going to be aligned. And then we take those dreams and we turn it into goals. And then we take those goals and we turn them, we make them SMART, right? We use the SMART goal method in the journal. I use the SMART goal method because as a leader who used to have direct reports, that's what I used with them all the time. I like that method because it allows you to qualify your goal. I know one of the things that I think I've talked to you and a few other people about is, you know, what are some of the obstacles that people usually run into when they're creating their goals? And one of the biggest things is that it's unrealistic. And it's unrealistic because you're trying to lose 50 pounds in 10 days, okay?
Wait, that's not possible. Look.
Unfortunately, it's not. I mean, not unless you are doing some things that, you know, may be a little unethical and also unhealthy. It's not really attainable. It's not something that you can actually do. So I like the SMART goal method because you're able to actually outline what it is that you want to do and make sure it's really realistic, right? And I help clients and friends and family all the time figure out, you know, hey, I want to do ABC, and you can do ABC, but let's make sure we put that plan in place. So after we leave our dreams, we got to get disciplined, right? We've got to have the steps in place so that we can create a timeline. You know, when we do the SMART goal method, it always asks you to be time bound. When you get to the discipline, you're creating the steps that you need to take based on the date that you actually want to have the goal accomplished. And one of the other things that I think is very important is the drive. What is it that's motivating you to accomplish this goal? If you aren't accomplishing a goal, a dream, if this vision isn't really yours, but it's someone else's, it's going to be very difficult for you to accomplish it because you don't have the passion in your heart to actually get it done. So that is pretty much the journal wrapped up in, I guess, maybe 10 sentences or so. There's an action plan there. There's a place for notes. There's a calendar there. It's broken down by quarters. I think it's very important to reflect every quarter on, you know, how far you got, even though you are tracking monthly and maybe sometimes even weekly and daily on your progress, your goal progress. I think it's nice to be able to go back and say, oh, I did that. I actually did. I was thinking that was going to be tough, but I actually got, you know, I got ahead of myself and I was able to, you know, really accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. So really, really excited about the journal and how I'm going to be able to reach other people and help them create a plan for themselves.
Yes. And this is a really great journal. It's thick. How many pages is this? 100.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's about, because they're, that's a, you know what, you would ask me that question.
look, it's a lot.
It's anywhere from 150 to 175 pages.
Which is really good with everything that you talked about when detailing your goals, because one of the things I appreciate about it is in the beginning, it has a glossary to really outline what all of these things are, because you mentioned SMART goals, right? And I know with me, when I first met you, I was a young professional. I was, you know, someone that was really trying to establish a career. Well, I had no sense of what that even meant.
Right.
So
right.
Someone would have said SMART goal. I'm like, what is a SMART goal? Like, I had no clue. I was green to the whole thing. so that's one of the first thing that you put in here. So could you, and it may be somebody listening that don't know what a SMART goal is. So could you break down what SMART means?
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you so much. So SMART goals, again, is a way for you to qualify your goals. So that's an acronym. The S stands for specific. So you want to be very specific regarding what you want your goal to be. And so when I'm working with people, I ask them, and it actually says it in the journal, what is your goal and what would you like to accomplish? So if you want to lose weight, I use the weight goal often only because it's pretty easy for people to relate to. But you can't just say, I want to lose weight. I mean, you need to be specific about what you're wanting to do. I want to lose 20 pounds by the end of the year. Okay, we can take that. The M stands for measurable. So how will you be able to determine how close you are to achieving your goal? That's going to help you progress track your, or track the progress of your goal. So you can use your MyFitnessPal app. You can use your Fitbit app, your Apple Watch. These are things, your scale, these are things that are helping you track and measure how close you're getting to this 20-pound goal that you want to achieve. Attainable, do you have the tools to achieve the goal? Is it something that you can do? Absolutely. I mean, and that's definitely a question that you have to ask yourself, which again is one of the reasons that I like using the SMART goal method, because even when you think about career goals, just like you just mentioned, Kira, there are things that we want to do, but we don't have the tools in place to help us get there. But all it takes is a little bit of research. So do you have the tools? Yes, I have a gym pass, or perhaps there's a gym in my apartment complex. I've just found me a walking buddy who's gonna help hold me accountable. That's very, very important in terms of the tools to help you lose the weight. And then realistic, does your goal make sense? Yes. Earlier, I joked around about trying to lose 50 pounds in a month. That does not make sense. it doesn't make sense. We know it. It's something that I think we all wish we could do, but it just doesn't make sense. But, you know, losing 20 pounds maybe by the end of the year, absolutely, that makes sense. And then time bound. The T stands for time bound. So what's your target date to accomplish the goal? I always tell people to attach a date and time, as much of a time as they can, to their goal, because it allows you to push harder. It helps you to track towards the goal. So if you were to say, I want to lose 20 pounds by December the 31st, There you have it. You have a very realistic, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic time-bound goal that you can absolutely achieve. So that is the SMART goal method. And sometimes you'll see that R, I liked realistic, but sometimes if you, you know, happen to Google it, some people change that realistic to relevant, which to me is kind of almost the same thing. It's relevant to what you are trying to accomplish, or it's realistic to what you're trying to accomplish. So I just keep it with the realistic in my journal.
Right. So that's a very good point that you make, and talk about being relevant and realistic. So I lost my train of thought when I originally started. Reason why I bring up the blog, because in the blog, towards the end, what I said was I had to get honest about the lies that I tell myself, and mm-hmm. I had to make sure that I was committing to mm-hmm. The promises that I was telling myself. So being, yeah. you know, honoring me first in that way. So that's why I originally brought that up. Okay. The reason why it jogged my memory is because in your journal, yeah. you have the get it promise, like making the promise to yourself. That's and right. I know part of my healing journey, because I set so many goals. Yeah, I'm talking about my career, but I set a goal. I don't know if I really shared it, but just going through homelessness where I didn't have a place to live. You know, mm-hmm. I was legit in a shelter, you know, sleeping on random people's floors. So it was a setting a goal of I'm going to save this money to get an apartment. It was a subpar apartment, but I got it. And then all of that, just honoring the promise of that, staying committed to that. And then it was from there, you know, getting a car and, you know, getting this job and staying committed on the job, and or setting a goal to make sure that I'm arriving to work early, setting a goal to save money and educate myself about different things. So it was like these little bitty, as you was talking, attainable, like small goals so that I can mm-hmm. celebrate the wins.
Absolutely.
But the main thing with that was me honoring the promises that I made to myself. Yes. So what inspired you to add like the get it promise? And you make people sign it and date it.
I sure do. Absolutely, I do. I wanted to, because we don't sometimes put ourselves first. And I just feel like it's so important to make the commitment to yourself. I talked about when I mentioned the whole drive piece and being motivated and what it is that's motivating you. But it also should be that you are motivated to do this for yourself, motivated to live your purpose-filled life, and whatever that journey may look like for you. I'm very, very big on, you know, trying to live your purpose. As you know, I recently transitioned from a department where I spent 17 years of my career and decided that there was a different path for me. I loved what I was doing. I learned so much, but it was time for me to make this transition because I wanted to make sure that I was aligning both my life goals with my career goals. And I wanted to ensure that I was actually living my purpose-filled life. So, and just, you know, making sure that I'm walking that journey and I can share with others, like, this is what you want to do. But I had to make that commitment to myself. Because for so many years, even though I had, you know, I thought about maybe going into a different department or doing different things, but I wasn't as motivated for myself to leave. I was more motivated to stay, A, because you get a little complacent sometimes, right? But B, I felt like, you know, they needed me, when really they don't need me. I mean, they're going to be fine. It's time for you to go. And I probably, you know, this was probably very 17 years too long, but right on time for me. It was actually what I had prayed for, so it was right on time. Yeah. But that was one of the reasons I wanted to make sure that I added that into the journal, because It's important to make that commitment to ourselves. And the other piece that's a really big piece, and you mentioned the glossary, is the accountability partner. I think it's really important to, every training that I do, every coaching that I do, I'm always talking to people about who is your accountability buddy. Find someone, and I know you talk about sitting at the kitchen table. These are people that, you know, you have found some type of relationship with that can hold you accountable to a certain degree. It can be a good friend. It can be a trusted colleague. It could even be your spouse. But make sure you find someone who is going to actually hold you accountable. And I actually usually share with people to find that one accountability partner who is not so close to you, but then also have people that are in your circle that you can share your goals with, that again, that you can trust. And they're not necessarily somebody that you're meeting with. I meet with my accountability partner every other week. Maybe you're meeting with yours once a week or once a month. You may not be meeting with this person all the time, but there's somebody that you talk to often enough that can say to you, hey, what's going on with your workout schedule? I know you mentioned that you want to start working out 3 times a day, or what's going on with the new job you were looking at? Did you go ahead and post? They are still holding you accountable, and you don't really, you know it, but you don't. And the other thing, just one more thing I want to add to that. Sometimes it's not a person. It could be a thing. So as I mentioned in the journal, there's a spot there for you to put a picture or something that reminds you of what the dream looks like to you. I tell people to put something on your screensaver. It's the refrigerator, and everybody's having this issue right now as we are quarantined, but maybe it's that picture of you when you were down the 20 pounds that remind you, like, girl, don't eat that ice cream. Those little those little reminders.
I need that, man. I need to put that on it, on the butter pecan.
Yes.
Paint it itself. Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Screensaver on your computer, something on your phone. It could be anything, but those little things that help you trigger the change that you are committing to in your life.
Yeah. So, look at you calling me to the carpet. I'm going to get my life together. Now, this is what I know. I know my listeners. They like, okay, Coach Lisa, that's fine and dandy, but like, I know you mentioned, like, sometimes people aren't motivated and then they say, oh, just do it. But how, like, where do you really get that strength from? Like, how do you get started? People say, just do it, but that's easier said than done to just go ahead and start something. So yeah. How do we kickstart it and, you know, turn the ignition on to even begin this process?
So I think that's a very good question. I think there's a couple things. One, you know, you'll always see when I post, I just say, just write it down. It's so much release in journaling and writing down your goals. But I think the first thing is prayer. For me, and I tell this story all the time, and I'm going to share it with your listeners. I'll say maybe about 10 or so years ago, I was really struggling in my career. I had just moved here from Florida, where I had gotten promoted in my old role. I had been with the company maybe about a year and a half, got the promotion, went to Florida, and I came here. And I was getting acclimated to the area, which I really liked, Atlanta. But something in me was just like, I know there's something else that I can be doing. Like, I know I'm smart. And I kept saying, like, God, I have friends who have a purpose. Like, they figured out what they really want to do. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. Like, help me. I was just praying. I really was for the revelation about what I really wanted to do with my life and what was my purpose. And so I just had this conversation with another young lady. She was saying that she had so many things that she'd like to do, but she was saying she was like a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And she's like, I just don't know what I want to do. And I told her, I said, first, I'm going to ask you to just keep praying about it. I know for some people that doesn't sound realistic, but for me, it is very realistic. And as I continued to pray about it, what I found was that there was something in my job that I really had a passion for. What I liked most about my job is what I found out was I like coaching and developing people. I love that piece. If I could do that all day without all of the administrative work that comes along with it and some of the other stuff that came along with it, hey, you know, maybe I could do this all the time. So I figured out then that was really what I wanted to do. So I think the prayer, along with following the vision and then writing it down, those are the top three things that I would suggest to someone in terms of where they start. Once you start writing it down, you begin to think about, like, more ideas start coming to mind. And I'm gonna throw you out here because I'm sure that's what happened with you with Moms and Martinis, right? I mean, you had a vision for this. Even when we looked at your vision board not too long ago on your stories, you had Iceland mm-hmm. on one of your vision boards. And you actually went to Iceland, right? So you made that happen. But when we think about the podcast, this was something that you wanted to do. It was a vision that came to you and you followed up on it. And I think once we kind of start writing, you start writing more and writing more. And then you start thinking about how you can accomplish it. And sometimes I'll say this, it's easier for some than it is others, but don't stop. Keep going. It's not going to happen overnight, but you got to start. You just have to, because you were put here for a reason. You have gifts and talents, and you should pursue them. I'm all for, you know, I say in my vision statement is that I want to spark personal power in people so that they can live their vision, make their dreams come true. You can do it. There's no difference between you and I and some of these people out here who are, well, I take that back. There are some differences in terms of resources. So, you know, if you were married into a, or you were born into a filthy, wealthy family, things may be a little easier for you to accomplish just because you may have the money to do it, but it doesn't mean that you're any smarter or have more grit than someone who really wants to accomplish their goal. So I know that if it could happen for me doing what I would like to do with a whole bunch of other things and following my passion and purpose, it could happen to you.
Right. So with that being said, with the grit and determination and the resources, people want to know, did you use the 3D formula to become an author? So what was your journey in becoming an authorist with multiple books? Soon to be on the New York Times bestseller list.
One day, ma'am, one day.
I'm speaking it. I'm manifesting it.
Yes, yes, yes. And I tell people all the time, with that manifestation comes work. You can put it out there. You, like I said, you got that vision board, but you are going to work towards it. It's not just, I mean, our God is good. He's awesome. He can drop anything in your lap, but he is going to want to see the effort that you are putting in to make this come true. So I did use the 3D formula, but I probably at that time did not recognize that it was a 3D formula. It wasn't until I was like really sitting down and thinking about like, what is it that you have to do to really accomplish your goals? For me, I have always wanted to write a book. I've always said I was going to write a book. And I was sitting on a board some years back with a young lady who stated that she was working on creating a publishing company. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, that's kind of a coincidence. And I say coincidence, but really, it wasn't really a coincidence. It was just God doing his work. But, you know, I, you know, aligned with her coincidentally. Now, this was kind of like a coincidence because we ended up having friends of friends and family and all that good stuff. So we got to become friends. And as she created her publishing company, I was like, this is it. This is time for me to, you know, really write my book. Well, I wrote a book and I kept tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it. And so that book is coming out at the end of this year. But when I wrote my journal, I had just finished my life coaching certification. And I was like, I need to be able, I just really want to help people. And my coach was telling me, no. You need to just focus on this book right here. It's already, you're almost there. And I was like, no, I got something else I think that is in my spirit right now that I really want to do. So I really kind of just sat down and I thought about some things and I was like, you know what? I think these are the three things that will really help you reach your destiny. It'll get you there. If you take those dreams and you turn them into goals, and then you take those goals and you create a plan and be disciplined about it, because I'll be quite honest with you, discipline is the hardest part. Everybody that I've worked with, everybody that I help, it's usually the discipline. Even for myself, sometimes I get caught up like, ugh, that's not gonna happen today. It was on the list for today. That's not gonna happen today. But I knew that I needed the discipline and I had to have, you know, step by step that where I needed to write that stuff out. And then I needed to think about what's gonna drive me to do this, because I feel like for some people it's their children. Some people, you know, it's to live a better life. And you don't have to have just one. You know, you could have multiple whys. It could be that, you know, you want to create a legacy. Mm-hmm. You want to have a better life for your family. It's their number of things, but I knew that I had to keep that in the back of my mind, because whatever that was going to help me get over the finish line.
Yes. And you can definitely, see that vision come through on, through your journal. I can't wait for your book to come out. And it's good. So you just reminded me when you was talking about your ecosystem, right? Mm-hmm. So you know people within your ecosystem, hence someone that was trying to finish or achieve their goal, mm-hmm, of getting the publishing company. So it was what they say, iron sharpening iron, and just really maximizing that whole ecosystem, and that you don't have to necessarily make these moves. And I know Issa Rae made a comment and people were talking about it in terms of if you're wanting to be successful, that you look laterally, you look at the people within the trenches that's trying to achieve those same goals. And that hunger that you talked about, that's so fresh, that grassroots efforts is really what's going to come together. So when something big come, like in her case, the HBO show, these are people that were in the trenches with you. So it's not as though you were asking for a hand up or, you know, a handout. It was really, you are building the bridge together.
Absolutely. Now,
in addition to your Get It journal, I saw that you recently have one that's specific for men.
Yes. So when I put this one out, because, you know, it's purple and it's got my purple clouds and all that other cute stuff, I was like, this might be too cutesy for the guys. So literally it is the exact same concept. It's just a different design. I wanted something that was a little bit more masculine because it is very important that our men, for all the go-getter men out there, it is very important for you to accomplish goals as well and to set goals for yourself. And I wanted to make sure that I had something out there for the guys. I'm surprised at how many, you know, because usually journals are, they're kind of marketed towards women, but I have been very surprised at how many men journals that we've had, we've been blessed to sell. And on top of that, what I've noticed also is that when the ladies buy their journal, they buy one for their hubby or for, you know, their boyfriend or, you know, significant other, whomever it is, they buy one for him and one for, we're going to do this together. My brother and his girlfriend, they just bought a set for the two of them because they've got some things that they want to accomplish together. So yeah, I wanted to make sure that we had something out there for the men. And next will be for the littles, but I wanted to make sure absolutely that we could, you know, encourage them as well.
So a little bit just off, because now you piqued my interest in something. Mm-hmm. Writing a book. Because I know I talk to people all the time. And I know y'all be in my inbox, so y'all need to listen, hit pause, go get a pen and paper. Coach Lisa is going to give us a very bird's eye view overview on if you want to write a book, how to write a book, and get it published. And I'm sure it's going to be threaded with the 3D model, another reason why you need to get the journal to get this process through. And I'm going to use the journal to help me get my life together, because that one little blog, Lady J, let me tell you, the one blog got me over here thinking I can write a book. So, you know, I got stories to tell. So, Coach Lisa, if you can help us write a book, to give us a high level overview, because I am, everyone knows KK on the platform, and KK has some amazing short stories that we are really encouraging her to get out. So just give us a high level how to get that done.
And absolutely. So
we are setting our goals.
Absolutely. So, you know, I feel like everyone has a story. And everyone has a story that they want to tell, right? And so I think it kind of starts with, besides just understanding what you want to write with, write about, is just starting to write. That's the one thing. But the big piece too is figuring out who's going to help you through that journey from a publishing perspective. What friends are you going to use? So maybe if you're bringing in people to help you with this story. So I think it's first all about, let's write it down. Then you think about outlines and chapters. So if you're thinking about maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to write a book about washing cars. I'm just throwing something out there so I don't get too risque.
You know, moms and martinis, they like it risky, but you know, we ain't gonna do that to you, Lisa. You know, they like it. The juicier, the better with them.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay. So let's, maybe you want to talk about how you, left your cheating husband. How about that?
They like that kind of stuff. Yes. Okay.
So you want to start out, maybe you start out writing your chapters, right? What is it that I really want to talk about? So first, in the beginning, and we're gonna talk about how we met and how we got together, when we got married, bam. Then the next chapter. The next chapter is gonna be about the first year of marriage. So you're writing that out and how that was so lovely. So you're going to talk about how our first year of marriage was great. We talked about kids. We did this, we did that. And then the third chapter. So you're writing your stuff just like you would any other book. You know, you could kind of break down your chapters. Then you're writing it down. And then after that, you find someone, a publisher, And, you know, my good friend, I'm going to throw her stuff out there. It's up to you. I don't know how that works, but I'm going to give her a plug.
I was looking at it. A to Z Publishing.
Right.
A to Z Book Publishing.net. So A to Z Books, LLC. So go ahead and check her out.
Yep, and you can also, all of her package information is at readysetlaunchnow.com. And she has everything there. You reach out to her. She helps you with the outline. She helps you with the book publishing. She offers a plethora of services that can get you on point and make sure that your book looks like you want it to. You got a another part of this is editing, cover design, and she does a very good job at making sure that it looks and sounds like you want it to look and sound.
I am literally texting someone, my cousin, who I talked to Friday about a book that her and her husband want to write. So she was
telling me,
so this whole like ecosystem and inspiring each other and, you know, being go-getters. So she often comes to me for inspiration and guidance, and I'm really, you want to write a book? I don't even know where to start. Okay. So first thing, I'm gonna tell her, you need to listen to this episode. Two, I'm telling her to get it, to get the journal. And then now I just sent her a text message that I have someone within our ecosystem now, and now A to Z Books Publishing is a part of the Moms and Martinis ecosystem. I said, I have somebody that's going to help you publish your book. So that's what it's all about. And little does she know, I have volunteered to be her accountability buddy. She'll know.
There you go.
She don't know it yet, but she gonna get this goal done. She gonna write this book. Her and KK, and KK, I know you listening. You gonna write your book too, okay?
That's right, KK, because I've been listening to you too, and it's time for you to write that book, girl.
Yes. KK, ooh, I can't wait for it to come out. Yes. So, yeah. So, I'm so glad you mentioned that. And it's possible. I've been supporting everyone that I know within, you know, in my, I guess, immediate circles with achieving their goals and when they're writing books and things of that nature to stay on track, because that's what it's all about. When you're thinking about going through life, whether it's your personal goals or your professional goals, it really is about writing it down. And we've talked about this before. And like you keep talking about, I said, I'm not going to write it down because I know me. If I write it down, that means I have to follow through.
You have that because you are committed that way. And you know, and that's what I keep trying to tell people. You are the perfect example. You just broke it down. When you write it down, you are now committed to it. And that's why I tell people, you'll see on almost all of my posts, I always say, write it down. It's so simple because that's the first step that really makes it real. Got to write it down.
And that's so true. And that's what I be hesitant about. I'm like, I have these thoughts and, you know, I'm just trying to think through it. And people are like, well, just write it. And I'm like, no, because when I write it, writing for me is the equivalent of like setting the execution date. Like it has to be executed. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'll have just a lot of thoughts in my head, and I said I have to be clear and intentional about it, and working through those things before I actually put it out there. Because once I put it out there, I think you pretty much know. I'm like a girl on a mission. If I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna own in on it, and that is gonna, like, you gotta put the eye of the tiger. I be on it, but it just it. That's why I'm so like, you know, because I know once I commit, I'm like obsessive with it, if that makes sense. Because
it does make sense.
I have, at that point, you know, okay, I'm gonna go on a tangent. You know, people say I have, what's plan A, plan B, and so forth. I do believe in planning for contingencies and alternate routes. That's what I like to call them, alternate routes. But I never have a plan B. I only have a plan A. That's it. Like, that's this good. Is what I'm going to do. Now, what I'm writing out, is just 500 other ways to get it done. But the bottom line is I'm going to get said thing done. So right. It's not like, oh, if this doesn't happen, what are you going to do? Not for me. I don't like no. When people tell me no, I never assume it's N-O. I assume it's K-N-O-W. You just don't know you want to do it. You just don't know why you need to do it. You just don't know enough information, right? You just don't know why I'm the best person. So you can't tell me no.
I love that.
You have to convince me why what I'm saying don't make sense. Because I know I've thought through it, a lot of things. So I just be like, no, I'm just going to get an alternate route to reach my goal.
Absolutely.
So I know you've been getting on me about some stuff. I'm like, let me just hold off because.
Well, it's funny that you say it because one of the things that I launched last year also was a dream journal, and it's called Dream Notes. And it's really a space where you can capture your thoughts before it's time for you to like actually create it, a goal for it, right? So they're like maybe five different sections that, you know, like, what did you dream about last night? And how can we reflect on today? And what are some of the things you've got to get done today? Things of that nature that kind of can help you stay a little organized, but also just a space, a special space for you to be able to write your thoughts down before it's actually time for you to turn them into goals. Because they're actually like baby dreams because you've been thinking about them. So when you mentioned that, I was like, okay. The other reason that I created that journal was because people kept telling me, I don't want to write in my journal. It's too pretty.
That it is. It's really good quality journal.
Thank you.
So yeah, I don't know. Let me go ahead and get my dreams together then. I'm big in dreams, so I just believe every little part of it has some type of meaning to it. Colors, numbers, sequential things. I'm looking at angel numbers, how many times. I just don't even get me going down that rabbit hole. But I believe it's like your subconscious mind telling you what you should be doing in your waking life. So I'm very mindful of it and capturing it. I do like currently use an app, but then sometimes I forget to go back into the app and kind of put it all together because I'm also very tangible. Like I have to see it. I have, you know, so having the book is better for me because I can put it on my nightstand. I can put it next to my computer. Yeah. And it's that constant reminder to look at and refer to so I can achieve everything. So first things first, I definitely want to have you back because one of the things I know, like as I mentioned before, people were talking a lot to me about books and stuff. And I'm just like, that's one thing I don't know. But people ask, I think they assume it because I'm a bookworm. You know, I got 250,000 books in here.
Yes.
I love books. I just bought a new book today. That just is something about books. Well, I know why I like books, but anyway. So I guess because my love for books, people assume I know how to write one and I don't. So for those of you that have asked me about it, I'm expecting you to listen to this episode. Head on over to Lisa's Instagram for more information. Lisa, if you can tell them about how to get in contact with you and so they can get motivated.
Yeah. So there are a couple ways. You can absolutely reach me at Get It With Lisa, with Coach Lisa on Instagram, or you can go to getitjournal.com. There is a how can I help you section there, and you can submit some information there. Let me know what you're looking for. We'll get you scheduled for a discovery call or for coaching, whatever you need. And after that, we'll have a very long lasting relationship.
Now, I know, speaking of long lasting relationships, I know COVID has kind of put things on hold, but you were doing some really cute things I like doing, and was like your sipping dreams and vision board parties. Yeah. So are you doing any of those things virtually right now?
So yes, so two things. One, July 13th through the 18th, I will be hosting a 5-day Get It Goal Challenge. We'll also host our virtual, well, it'll be virtual this year, our vision board party. So at the end of last year, we hosted our 3D Vision in 2020 workshop. And so everyone came, it was such a great time. We talked about our goals, and my coach came in, the amazing Jennifer Lester came in, and she talked about intention and being intentional. And we spent some time doing our vision boards and walking through the journal and, you know, really creating your master goal plan for 2020. We'll be doing that again this year. So the date is coming very soon. I also, as you mentioned, host Sip and Dreams. That is an opportunity for, you know, you to get together with your girls or your family, and we do some dream sharing. So there are two different sessions that we can do. There's one where we can just walk through the journal. The other is if you want to do like the whole vision board thing, we're going to create that virtually as well. Because I think right now, nobody's really going out to play with COVID going here. So we
I don't know, Lisa, that the way I haven't seen them at the basketball court, people's out here, okay? They out here. We're not out there.
Right. I'm not out there. Right. I'm not risking my life for that or anyone else's. There's like, so, I mean, one day it's, I mean, it's just rising. And I know we're getting more tests done, but I just don't trust it. So we'll be transitioning all of those in-person sessions that we offer virtually. So, and the Sip and Dreams is more per person. So like if you want to host you and some friends, then you guys could just reach out to me on any day and time, and we'll see, you know, we'll schedule for those. But the virtual work, the big thing is going to be the workshop at the end of the year, and we're still trying to figure out dates on that. But if you follow me at Get It With Coach Lisa on Instagram, or you could probably find me that way as well on Facebook, but on Facebook is JMC Career Solutions and Consulting LLC. You'll see everything that's going on. And one of the things I also encourage people to do is in that same area on my website, How Can I Help You? You can also sign up to be on my newsletter. So if you go there, you'll also be able to receive all the updates of what we're doing.
Yeah, so definitely reach out to Coach Lisa. Lisa has helped me professionally and personally. She's helped me learn how to be a better community advocate and introduce me to a network of individuals and strengthen my platform in terms of domestic violence, being an advocate for domestic violence, and even just the advancement of women, and also shedding light on abuse, different type of abuse, especially shedding a light on the issue that Atlanta has with sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. So Lisa has been very instrumental in that part, which all of those are like personal passions for me. But then also just helping me through spaces and adjust and show up in spaces where I was just really uncomfortable being in a corporate setting, and putting me in front of senior leaders. Because, you know, I would be like, I ain't got to say nothing. Just, you know, put me in the bag. You're like, nope. You got this part, that part, you speaking that. I'm like, wait a minute. We did not talk about that. So, yes. So I said all that to let you know that she is an amazing person. I would not have her on to talk about these things if I did not know and could speak from personal experience that Lisa is a lifesaver and very authentic and genuine and will help you achieve those goals. And sometimes it's not even about that. It's just sometimes it's about resetting your mind.
Mm-hmm. That is so, I'm so glad you said that. Mindset is everything. Growth, some people have a growth mindset and some people have a fixed mindset. And mindset kind of determines everything. And sometimes you need somebody to kind of help you shift your paradigm a little bit. So you can kind of see, you know, what's really going to help you get over that hump. So yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned mindset.
Absolutely. And ironically enough, I was just doing some research. Y'all know I'm a bookworm. Reading about Carol Dweck, who is the philosopher, author, doctor, whoever, that created the philosophy behind growth mindset. And she talks about how it really comes from an individual effort and that self-determination and just, I guess, having that innate motivation. But it's also highly driven because she did a study with, look, my nerd came out. She did a study. She did a study with these college students that was measuring how some of them were really, really devastated when they were setting goals and were not achieving them, or, you know, not passing classes or doing whatever, versus the responses of those that were. And she said one of the key things throughout that was how the teachers and professors were praising, affirming, and advocating for them throughout that process, helped to determine and really, advance the trajectory of the growth mindset. So the reason why I'm mentioning that, and with Lisa said growth mindset that triggered it, is because yes, you have the get it journal. Yes, I want to achieve these goals, but it starts within you. But as she mentioned, you need that accountability partner. You need that coach. That's the person that's going to praise, affirm, and empower you to really go after it. And then you'll be able to get your sponsors and all that other stuff. It'll come into play. And that's how you continually build your ecosystem and be able to show up present and achieve everything that you want. And if you're anything like me, sometimes I look back and I'm like, I don't even know how I did all this. Honestly, it is. It's like, I think I have to do a better job. I think I minimize a lot of the success that I have, the influence that I have, and the impact that I've made. Because I'm thinking, it's like, it's just Cure from Boulevard.
You just doing you. That's all you do. But you know what? I'm glad you bought up the, well, two things. A, I just bought that book. So thank you for sharing, giving me your version. But yep, I just bought that book. And then the other thing is, we got to celebrate those small successes. You got to celebrate them all. And that's one of the things I mentioned earlier about flipping back through the journal and looking at everything that I've accomplished. Because just like you said, sometimes it's like, oh, I mean, I just get it done. But you got to be able to kind of sit back and give yourself a little bit of kudos. It's okay. Sometimes we don't want to do that. We're so used to looking for that recognition from others. So, but it's okay to give it to yourself and celebrate yourself and add a girl. And I did that, you know, whatever it is that you do to, continue to encourage yourself.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Well, you all heard it. Head on over to Instagram to get it with Coach Lisa. Make sure that you are following, get in the comments. If you go and you follow her, drop a martini glass somewhere so she'll know.
Yeah,
it was sent from Moms and Martinis. And while you are on the Instagram, go ahead and over to Moms and Martinis podcast. Or if you're on Twitter or Facebook, head on over to Moms and Martinis. Or if you would like to be a guest on the show, you have a comment about any of the shows or this show, or want more information about Coach Lisa, or if you just want to tell me about myself, which I really like to do, then send me an email at Moms and Martinis Podcast kira@gmail.com. By the way, if you are listening to this on Apple, be sure to rate me and leave me a little comment. I need that. Okay, people? It don't cost you nothing to hit those stars and just tell me how I'm doing. So thank you again, Coach Lisa. I really appreciate
you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been great being here with you.
Yes. So thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, and we will talk to you later.